It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
It is that time of the week, every single Thursday, in case you are tuning in for the very first time. We get to have a lovely chat with Zion on Insights. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Saki, and to all of our listeners. I am very, very well. It's a beautiful Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready for the weekend. It's a beautiful day here in Cape Town, South Africa.
It is. It is indeed. And as we jump straight into this morning's topic, what's the backstory behind this one? What's the inspiration of today's topic?
You know, Saki, as a Christian, I've been myself, you know, I've been behind some iron gates in my life. I loved God. I prayed. I fasted. I read my Bible. But there were certain things that were locked up in my life that God, I believe, had to address so that I could fulfill the fullness of my destiny. And many people that are watching this morning online, I'm encouraging you to share the broadcast with everyone you know that is struggling in some area of their lives. And I believe that that anointing for breakthrough is going to be released today over every person that's going to be watching, the replay viewers around the world, as we begin to delve into this topic today.
In the same breath, Zion, what are iron gates in the spiritual realm, and also why do they seem impossible to break through?
In the book of Acts chapter number 12, the Bible speaks about Peter that was locked behind iron gates. And as the church prayed fervently for him, the angel of the Lord came and struck the chains off him, opening those iron gates to freedom. And these gates, once a symbol of imprisonment, became a pathway to Peter's miraculous escape. We got to be able to understand that iron gates in the spirit realm represent strongholds, generational curses, different circumstances that are designed from keeping you from your destiny. They symbolize anything that stands between you and the fullness of your God-given purpose. Number two, these iron gates are often designed to make you feel that there's no way through, that you cannot get out of it. How many times we've been in situations we thought, God, I'm never going to get out of this. Yeah. Why? Because there is a demonic lock that is placed upon our minds where we cannot see what God has for us. And we got to be able to understand that these things, they exist to challenge the level of breakthrough that God is about to release you into. Number three, what may seem impossible is the weight of the lie that it cannot be overcome. The devil comes to us and he says, you're never going to get through this. You got the doctor's report. It's never, you're never going to survive this. Oh, but they don't know whose God we serve. They don't know that God is a God that he specializes in opening up those iron gates. Iron gates come with the spirit of intimidation and fear, attempting to deceive you into thinking it cannot be moved. However, God has always positioned his children to break through them. You got to understand, if there is a gate, that there must also be a key unlock that gate. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys to the house of David. He says, I will open doors for you that no man will be able to shut, and I will shut doors that no man will be able to open. Listen to this, Saki. Iron gates were never meant to keep you out. They were meant to be shattered by the force of your faith. You are not staring at a barrier. You are facing the beginning. Iron gates were never meant to keep, meant to be shattered by the force of your faith. You are not staring at a barrier. You are facing the beginning of your greatest breakthrough.
Oh, come on. That is absolutely amazing. And listen, if you are joining us now, whether on FM, we are live on Facebook and YouTube, and for Insight with Zion, that is. And this morning, he's touching on another brilliant one titled Unlocking Supernatural Breakthroughs. Now, are there warning signs, Zion, for someone who perhaps is standing at the threshold of a breakthrough, but who are facing fierce resistance? Talk us through that.
Now, we've got to be able to understand that the children of Israel, they were locked up in Egypt, and they were locked behind some spiritual iron gates of Pharaoh's oppression. But God raised up Moses to break those chains. In every bloodline, in every single life, in every single family, God raises up people that will begin to break through for family lines, for nations, for cities. And God raised up Moses as a deliverer of the people. Listen, people often find themselves locked behind iron gates due to past wounds, how many times we sabotage relationships. God allows you to marry someone, and but because you got a daddy issue, you got a mommy issue, you sabotage, you're self-sabotaging relationships. Why? Because you are locked up in your mind behind a demonic iron gate. Listen, iron gates are hidden forces. They are forces that operates behind these gates. Fear, unforgiveness, mindsets of inadequacy. God wants to bless you and release you into a new level of faith, new level of breakthrough. But you say, I'm not good enough. It can't happen to me. It can't happen to my family line. But there is coming an anointing right now. There is coming a glory upon your life right now. Even as I begin to release this word, that anointing, the Bible says, will destroy every yoke. It will begin to break things free and break things open. The enemy uses these gates to isolate individuals. But the moment you step out in faith and call on the name of the Lord, these barriers will begin to tremble and begin to fall. The longer the gates remain shut, the more desperate the soul becomes to find its way out. Somebody must arise. Somebody must arise and say, listen, the Bible says in the book of Judges, chapter number 4, the Bible says everything was locked up in Israel until Deborah arose. And you got to understand, you might be in the most fierce battle of your life right now. You might be experiencing demonic strongholds threatening your very existence, but God is about to raise up the deliverer inside of you. God is about to raise up an anointing inside of you right now, whether it's financial strongholds that has been locked up in your life, whatever the enemy has locked up, there is an anointing for breakthrough. Check this out. The enemy hides behind iron gates, but they are not the end of your story. Every gate you face is a divine invitation to walk through the fire and emerge with unshakable glory.
This is your portion. Tell someone this morning that this is your portion. Now, Zion, what happens in the unseen realm when someone tries to break through these iron gates? Talk us through that.
You got to understand, every time, if an entire bloodline or a family line is locked up, there's been generational poverty, generational premature death, generational sickness and disease. The enemy hates breakthrough. He hates, he fights us in the spirit realm for breakthrough. Look at Daniel. Daniel began to pray for 21 days, the Bible says, for breakthrough over his region. Yeah. And in the demonic realm, things were locked up. The answer could not come. But then God sent supernatural help. With Michael, the warrior angel of God, even right now, there are angels that are being released over our lives, angels released over our cities to begin to dismantle every demonic strategy of the enemy. When you're standing at the threshold of a breakthrough, there will be heightened resistance. Do not let the resistance deter you. Do not let the resistance stop you. You have got to plow and you got to make spiritual warfare. Number two, resistance you face before your breakthrough is often the most intense because the enemy knows what is at stake.
Sure.
There are things that are at stake. This is why the resistance, the demonic warfare begins to intensify. But you have got to go after what God had promised you. Listen, there are warning signs, including feelings of discouragement. How many times we just feel down, we feel discouragement, confusion, being stuck in a place of spiritual dryness. God is about to open something to you. And I declare and I decree right now over every person that is watching, something supernatural is about to open to you.
Come on.
In the name, instead of retreating. And many of us, this is what we do when we're under demonic attack. We retreat. We retreat out of fear. We retreat because the enemy is casting these demonic word curses over us. This is the time for you to press in harder. I want 20 people on this broadcast to type in the comment section, press in harder. Check this. When resistance rises, the gate is closer than you ever been before.
Sure.
You are not under attack. You are being prepared for the throne room. And not only are we under attack, we are also under the blood. We are under the blood of Jesus Christ. And no weapon that is formed against us will be...
Sure. Thank you so much for that. I do believe that we are struggling with regards to connection, but we managed to capture whatever it is that you shared with us with regards to how does one then break through to an iron gate. Listen, please do share this broadcast far and wide. It is Insights with Zion on 107.5. And this morning, he's unpacking a chat with regards to how to, you know, unlock supernatural breakthroughs. Now, someone can, for someone listening this morning, and they are saying, but I've been praying time and time and time again. Can prayer alone shatter these iron gates? Or are there deeper spiritual strategies that one can utilize for breakthrough?
When we pray, we begin to access the dimensions of heaven. And number one, prayer is just the beginning of the breakthrough. It does not end in prayer. It begins with prayer. Because when we begin to look at the walls of Jericho, the Bible says Jericho was shut up. It was a city shut up. The walls of Jericho fell after the Israelites marched in silence for 7 days, and then they shouted in faith. Prayer is the foundational start to our divine supernatural breakthrough. But God follows prayer with a strategy. God may instruct you to do certain things. God may instruct you to have a certain strategy regarding your particular breakthrough. And then we got to understand that fasting is such a powerful tool in the realm of the spirit. Saki, years ago, God said to me, Zion, do you want breakthrough? I said, yes, Lord, I want breakthrough. God said, no, Zion, do you want breakthrough fast? Do you want breakthrough fast? I said, yes, Lord, I want breakthrough fast. And the Lord said, no, Zion. Do you want breakthrough fast?
Sure.
Do you want breakthrough fast? And the Bible says certain things can only be addressed in the spirit through fasting and prayer. We got to be able to combine the power of fasting and prayer to break through these demonic gates. When combined with faith, persistence, worship, prayer becomes a sword that breaks through enemy strongholds. Check this out. Prayer is the hammer that shatters the chains, but obedience and actions are the key that unlocks the gate. Heaven moves when you move. Your faith doesn't just wait for the door to open. It makes the door open.
Come on.
It makes the door open.
Come on. And maybe, you know, before we move on to our next point, for someone who has lost faith in that regard, who has been praying and fasting, has lost faith, any words of encouragement to that individual this morning?
You know, the Bible says we will reap if we faint not. And most often we throw in the towel just before we receive that breakthrough. And I want to encourage every single, I was in that place in my life. Everything was locked up. Finances was locked up. Ministry was locked up. My health was locked up. When I was in my 30s, I was sick, one sickness after another. But I persisted. And every time I threw in the towel, the Holy Ghost threw the towel right back at me and said, go again, Zion. Go another round, Zion. And I want to tell every one of you right now, you will receive that breakthrough. On the other side of your persistence, listen to this, persistence will break the resistance.
Come on.
Let me say it again. Persistence will break the resistance. And there today, I'm going to release an anointing upon every person that you might be locked up. Things might be shut up in your life. The heavens might be iron and the earth might be like brass and things might be not going in your favor. But I release the word of the Lord today. Persistence breaks the resistance. The Bible says, God said to Elijah, go and prophesy that the rain is coming. Elijah sent his servant, not once, not twice, not three times, in the fourth time, not even in the fifth time, but seven times he went back to see the fulfillment of the word. And on the seventh time, the servant comes down from the mountain and says, listen, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand rising from the ocean. And Elijah says, that's all I need to know because I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And today in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, those of you that are online, share this broadcast right now, watching the replay. There is a sound of the abundance of rain. The gate is going to be open. The prayers are going to be heard. The heavens are about to be open over your life today. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not lose faith. You are on that brink of everything that the Lord has promised you that you will walk in. And this is that time. We are going to experience, you are going to experience supernatural occurrences, oh, miracles, signs and wonders being released in your direction right now as even angels come to your assistance. This is that time and this is that moment for us on. To break through those demonic iron gates.
Yeah, sure. And wrapping it up, Zion, for someone this morning who's listening, tuning on Facebook, wherever, and they feel good to, they are at the breaking point. However, they are staring at this iron gate. What are some of the key things to do with regards to stepping into their freedom?
The Bible says in the book of 2 Kings chapter number 7, there were four lepers that were sitting at a gate. Mm-hmm. They were sitting at a gate of breakthrough. And many of us, we are sitting at the threshold, at the very entrance to everything that the Lord had promised us that we would receive. And the Bible says these were leprous men. That means they lost many things in their lives. How many of us have lost things, lost relationships, lost loved ones, lost our health? And the Bible says they were leprous, but the Bible says there was a word from the Lord that was released over that entire region, and the word was this: by this time tomorrow, everything's going to change.
Sure.
And the Bible says these four lepers, they said to themselves, we got to speak and encourage ourselves. They said, if we sit here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, they're going to kill us and we're going to die. But you know what they said, Saki? We refuse to sit here until we die. Let's rise up and let's go in. The Bible says when they went to the city gates, they found that the city was abandoned. God let the enemies hear the sound of horses and chariots. There's these broke men, these sick men. But God said, I'm going to let your enemies know you're coming. Oh my God, I want someone to hashtag in the comment section, let the enemy know we are coming. And the Bible says everything that they needed was left for them for to have as their breakthrough. And you got to say today to yourself, I refuse to die here. Not today, devil, and not this way. Not today and not this way. On the other side of that gate is everything that God had promised that we will see and we will have.
Oh, come on. And before I let you go, as always, wrapping things up, from your end this coming weekend, what can we look forward to?
At Awake the City, Cape Town, at 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we are celebrating our first anniversary. The first anniversary of this revival prophetic apostolic. Here, Saki, I remember when we started last year, we were announcing that we were just starting, and we are 1 year old. Coming Sunday, we want to invite you. If you do not have a place to worship, come join us for lunch. It's going to be a glory outpouring. It's going to be a time of prophecy, time of breakthrough. Let's break through those iron gates. This coming Sunday, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Awake the City, Cape Town. I want to see you there. Join us as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord in this season of our lives.
Fantastic. Zion, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure every single time chatting with you. We absolutely learned a lot. Thank you so much and all the very best. Until next time.
Thank you, Saki. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. If you missed it, you know what to do. You can find it on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. Insights with Zion this morning. Tell you what, if you will be rewatching this one, dial up a friend, tag them so that they can be a part of it. Titled, Unlocking Supernatural Breakthroughs.